14. Brooke Shields' speech at Michael Jackson's memorial service. MJ's laugh was the sweetest and purest laugh of anyone's that I had ever known. His sense of humor was delightful, and he was very mischievous. And I remember the night before Taylor's wedding, and he had called me prior and asked if I would join him. He didn't want to be alone for all the festivities. And it was the night before the big day. Michael and I tried to sneak in to get the first peek of the dress. We were giggling like crazy, and we almost passed out in his hysterics when we realized that Elizabeth was actually asleep in the bed. We thought she was in an entirely different room. We had to laugh and sneak out. And then, at the point of the wedding when there was the first dance, basically, we had to joke that we were the mother and father of the bride. Yes, it may have seemed very odd to be outside, but we made it fun, and we made it real. When we started wearing the glove, I was like, "What's up with the glove?" I'm like, "Look, if you are going to hold my hand, it better be the non-gloved one, because sequins really hurt me." He just shaked his head, and he would just smile. He loved to be teased. Seeing him smile made you feel like everything was going to be all right. To the outside world, Michael was a genius with unchallenged ability. To the people who were lucky enough to know him personally, he was caring and funny, honest, pure, non-jaded, and he was a lover of life. He cared so deeply for his family and his friends and his fans. He was often referred to as the king. But Michael that I knew always reminded me more of the little prince. Thinking of him now, I'd like to share a passage from the book. What moves me so deeply about this sleeping prince is his loyalty to a flower. The image of a rose shining within him like the flame within a lamp, even when he is asleep. And I realized that he was even more fragile than I had thought. Lamps must be protecting. A gust of wind can blow them out. Michael's sensitivity was even more extraordinary than his talent. And his true truth resided in his heart. As the little prince also said, "Eyes are blind. You have to look with the heart. What's most important is invisible." Michael saw everything with his heart. To his family, his brothers, and his sisters, Catherine, Joe, and to his children, Prince, Paris, Blanket, my prayers are with you. Michael's favorite song was not one of the countless masterpieces that he gave us, but it was a song that Charlie Chaplin wrote for the movie Modern Time. It's called Smile. There is a line in the song that says, "Smile, though your heart is aching. Today, although our hearts are aching, we need to look up where he is undoubtedly perched in a crescent moon, and we need to smile."